Hello, I'm Alice Arnold. Welcome to our new series of the Magic Musicals and Theatre podcast. And we're so excited because in the first one of the series, I'm talking to Miranda Hart. Welcome to the Magic Musical and Theatre podcast. I am in the dressing room of Miranda. I should... See, when you wiki Miranda, it says sometimes known as Miranda Hart, sometimes right. Just known as Miranda.
Does it?
Or sometimes to people like me who know you, just But
I like that, doesn't it?
You don't really need any introduction. I could normally, when I interview people, I list all the things that they've done.
Right.
But I don't think we really need to list.
Really?
People, do you just go, Miranda? It's Miranda.
Well, you're yourself. You don't think about that, do you, yourself?
But I hope not.
Yeah, otherwise.
It's a bit weird.
You've gone a bit odd.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm in your dressing room.
You are in my dressing room. It's so exciting.
The Piccadilly Theatre where you are starring in Annie... The musical.
Oh, no. Why are you laughing? We're both laughing.
How?
Well, what?
How did...
What's happened
how
here?
How did it happen? Yes. Exactly.
I suppose we're laughing more because you know me, so it's kind of funnier how it's all happened. Well, it came about a random route, but basically I was sort of thinking, you know, I would love to do something very different. I'd love to tread the boards again. Don't want to write another stand-up tour. That's very tiring and lonely. I want to be in a company, in a structure. I was thinking... And I couldn't find the right play that I wanted to do. And then I thought, should I just put feelers out? So I asked someone in musical theatre, and I said, do you think it's a ridiculous notion? Would you ever sponsor me to learn to sing and dance? Because realistically, I'm never going to go to lessons on my own. I've been trying to do that for 20 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, any excuse not to, or scared or whatever. And this theatre producer said, well, funny you should say, but I know that they're taking Annie into the West End next year, so I'll put you in touch with the producer, who then said, offered it to me.
You're a shoo-in.
And I was like, within 3 days this all happened, and I was like, oh, hang on a minute. Hang on, everyone, hang on.
But you are a massive Strictly fan.
I am a massive Strictly fan.
So you like the dancing
I
thing.
I love dancing. I love dancing. I love musicals. I love singing. I've always wanted to dance and sing my whole life. And just sort of haven't. Through fear, mainly.
So did they send you off then for dancing and singing
lessons? So when they said, will you do it? I said, I asked them. I said, you need to see if I can pull this off. Because I'm not going to do it just to be... you know, just for stunt casting. I want to do it because I can do it. And so I met the MD who said, you've got a way to go. Well, listen, that's them warming up on the tannoy.
Is that the kids warming up?
I think that's the general stage management cues. It's all very exciting. Would you like me to switch that off?
No, I can add to the atmosphere.
Okay, this atmos.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Yeah, you were saying about you want to do it properly and you didn't want to just...
So I wanted to know that I could do it properly. And so I met the MD and he said, which of course is musical director, I now know. Well, the MD had said, playing my piano at home and me trying to sing, he says, you've got a long way to go and you need singing lessons to learn how to technically sing because you never sung. But you do have an instrument, so... I have an instrument.
And it wasn't a triangle.
Because I'm musical, I can sing in tune.
Yeah, and you like your carols and everything. We've done that.
We go yearly to the Albert Hall. Obviously, that's a showbiz exclusive, isn't it, for the listeners?
It is. We're still allowed to go there.
We're still allowed to go there. Do you do the desk scans, or is that just me and Sarah?
I can't do them anymore because they're way too high. In fact, I sing the carols now an octave down.
You go down. I do the desk scans.
I can't do that.
And Claire Balding tells us off for being too loud.
For doing anything much. Yeah, she's worried about all our reputations.
She is worried about our reputations. She will always be my head girl looking after me.
Well, I'm going to ask you more. So it's lovely working with a company, presumably, and not being on your own after that tour.
Exactly. That was one of the reasons I thought about theatre, because I thought the Miranda the sitcom is a lovely company and a real family, and they're all genuine family now. But the onus is on me, and I've got to write it, and that's 6-7 months on my own. And stand-up is lonely touring. So I thought, I really want to be in connection again. And I started missing my office job.
Right.
Basically, I'm missing that kind of 9-to-5 and that social life and that structure.
But then you've chosen to do something with, I mean, there's a dog in this, isn't there? I wanted to know, did your dog Peggy, did she audition?
No, I was furious she wasn't allowed to audition.
I thought she would have auditioned.
Well, because she's not sandy coloured, you see.
Couldn't you
dye her?
Dye her?
Yeah.
I know, thought I think she should get that
at least be understudy.
Yes, and she's nothing.
And she's nothing. It's unacceptable. I should have some sort of diva strop and go until Peggy's understudy and in the programme.
Well, I'm paid.
I'm not going on.
And, yeah.
I'm paid.
Yes.
Yeah, because the dog's usually paid more than anyone. So I understand.
And then you choose to do a thing with all these children. Now, what about... Because Miss Hannigan in the show, she's horrid to the children. Do you keep that up off stage all the time? Are you...
Obviously, the dog is a plus. I was worried about working with the children, thinking I want to maintain a distance. I'm not very good at kind of conversation with children. I find it very tiring. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
There are children that I have, godchildren, niece and nephew, who I adore and I love and that I have a relationship with, but I was like, I'm quite an introvert. I'm not really up for that sort of banter.
Yes, the person that all the children love. And they
yes,
come,
yeah. So I was quite removed and concentrated in rehearsals because I had to be anyway. So, but now, as I'm relaxing into it, they're really fun and they're good. They're kind of...
Have you got them all sorted out? Because presumably there's different ones every night.
There's a future comedian.
Oh, is there?
Oh,
okay.
My word.
So you like
One
her.
Of the Mollies is a future comedian. She's fascinating and really clever. But we all have a laugh in the wings, and we do one of the dance routines before we come on to do Little Girls that we all want to be in.
Yeah.
And so they're becoming little friends now. It's really
sweet.
Right?
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
And they're professional, and the banter is musical theatre and kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's not homework and My Little Ponies.
Right,
you know what
good.
I mean? Which
yes,
is what
which
I couldn't
is,
cope with.
Yes,
it's actually
what
we're
got
all
in
doing
common
a job
with
together.
An 8-year-old child.
Yeah.
Not much.
Not much.
well, I wouldn't have.
No,
but
I hope I don't.
Just going to ask you about some other things.
Oh, yes, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Celebrity MasterChef cooking. What?
Why are we talking about that?
Because I'm just doing other interests that are not to do with the theatre.
Oh, I see. Well,
are
I
you
did...
still cooking?
No, I hate cooking.
Yeah,
I think I'm also one of the only people in the country who doesn't watch MasterChef.
Well,
I'm that disinterested in
cooking. Because I don't either.
I'm very interested in eating.
I don't even like food that much.
Oh, well, you see, that's why you mean svelte.
Well,
No, I really like food.
Do you?
Yeah.
But not the cooking
but
of it.
But
not the cooking of it.
I find it very boring that something can take that long. The enjoyment is
about
5 minutes.
And also the washing up is much longer
than that.
The cleaning
up is longer than the enjoyment of.
Yeah. Right, so we're wiping out that.
No,
but I do know that you are a massive tennis fan.
No. Oh.
And Wimbledon, well, we've got Queen's starting this week.
Yes.
Then we've got Wimbledon starting the first week of July.
I'm
it's a bit
excited.
Later this year. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit in your... You've got a television
well,
in your dressing room.
Television.
Can you sit and watch?
So I can watch.
Could be...
Look at my new screensaver
on my
phone.
It's a little bonus. We've got two for the price of one.
Yes, exactly.
Have you got Andy Murray or someone on your screensaver?
I've got Wimbledon on my screensaver now.
Okay.
And you can see... I've got my little shrine in my dressing room.
There is a signed photo... Because you played tennis in the Albert Hall with...
Oh, my goodness.
Who was
Tim
that
Henman.
With? Was it Tim Henman and
it was a sport relief
Goran
sketch.
Or somebody? Was it? No.
Well, the sport relief sketch conceit was that I got mistaken for Goran Ivanisevic and had to go on and play. And I played in tennis with under 6,000 people.
I know
and
you
And they all
did.
Got
you
really
were quite
into
good.
It. And
you
they were,
quite
were shouting,
good, I remember.
Goran!
Yeah.
God, it was brilliant. But as you can see, I've got two Andy Murray posters there.
Yes.
I've got an Eric Morecambe. Carol Burnett,
yeah,
my grandmother. But I sent that to Judy Murray, and she said she'd pass it on to Andy and thought he'd be very pleased.
I think he would be very pleased. He's very
all
nice, Andy.
Out.
He's very nice. He's, You've met him?
No, I've not yet to
Have
meet
you
him,
not?
You see.
I met him once, and he shook my hand, and he said, "Hello, I'm Andy." And I thought,
no, that's,
I didn't know that.
Yes,
but I
but
thought
no,
that was
nice.
Really, really sweet that he did that, and he was awfully gentle and sweet and nice.
No, when
and
I'm
I think
feeling
he
a bit
is.
Tired between scenes, I look at that picture of him fist pumping.
Yeah, and you think...
Across us.
I can
and
do
I think,
it.
Come
I'm
on. He's done it. I'm going to do it.
Two sets all.
Yeah, exactly.
Been broken in the last.
Yes, but I'm still
going to
fight
back.
I'm still going to win this slam.
That's how you've got to think of
every
show that you do, I think.
Exactly. I'm basically an athlete, is what we're saying.
And I've heard that you've got a special curtain call in this, I hear.
Yes, worryingly, the curtain call's the thing that people seem to like and
the
talk
most.
About the most. And it's
They're thinking, thank God it's over.
either because they're so relieved it's over and they're rushing out of the theatre. But having a temp, having been Hannigan and a slightly different persona to the Miranda character, I become Miranda again in the bow and do a gallop.
Right. And do others gallop, or you just gallop on your own?
It's just me, gallops. You can see on
and the everybody loves
there.
That. Everybody
back,
loves
and
that.
And everyone cheers
gallop.
At the gallop.
Of course they do.
And then people at the stage door are very kind, often wait. So I love the gallop, and I'm like, okay.
Anything to do
about
with
the singing,
part?
The dancing, the acting.
Are you going to do more
I've
of these musical things now?
I don't think that. I don't feel that's a choice I have. I feel like that's something that.
Would you like to?
I would love to learn to develop the skills more and see if there's more in me. Because Hannigan is the singing is very low. It's not my register. It's very angry. She talks, sings more than anything. And the dancing is she's drunk and in a dressing gown and kind of.
How did you get into that part?
I'm convinced one day the stage manager ain't going to play a joke and put gin in my gin bottles because I drink a lot throughout the show. That would be a funny trick.
It would. You would notice that. You would taste that.
I would notice, and I would have to find a way to deal with that. I don't like gin either.
It'll be the last matinee. They'll do that.
Yeah.
That's what happens in musical theatre. Jokes are in the last matinee.
I know. Yeah. I know. And my last show is a matinee.
It's
Saturday, Sunday matinee.
Is it? Oh. Mm. And they might save it for that then. Yeah. For the very last show. I might come to that. You can't get a ticket for this, by the way. Absolutely
can
sold
not?
Out. No.
Is it?
No. Mel's sorting it.
Well,
we're going
you
to
know,
come,
face
to try
on
and
poster.
Do that. But if you could Sounds do another tricky. Musical, what would it be?
Well, that's the other thing, is what could it be? That's the question. I'm throwing that back at you. I don't know if there are many parts that I can slot into a musical, really. I mean, I'm not going to play Velma in Chicago, am I? It's unlikely.
No.
How about a nun in The Sound of Music?
Oh, well, that would take some work with the singing.
No,
though.
I think that's probably, my instrument's probably not that
right.
That strong. Not Mother Superior, but just a nun.
No, you can't just be a nun, can you?
Not?
No, we can't. With the line of nuns and then there's Miranda as one of the nuns, I think you would stand out a little bit. That would be funny in the poster, Sound of Music, with whoever.
And then
Miranda playing a nun.
Like the idea of that. No pressure.
No.
Just, being in a
just
company.
Just in the chorus.
See, that's what I slightly crave, that,
No,
actually.
The other one, Sister Act. Then,
Sister
then
Act.
You could be one of the nuns in Sister Act.
Okay, yes.
Because they're
would
funny
be fun.
Nuns. And that would be
That's basically
easier.
Another part that Sheila Hancock did. So I'm just
Yeah,
just
follow everything that Sheila did.
Well,
I saw Sheila Hancock originally do this, by the way.
Well, we couldn't be more different to the way we are interpreted Miss Hannigan's. Because a lot of people have said that, reviewer-wise, I understand, have said that I'm not villainous enough, but I didn't see Hannigan like that at all, you see.
Mm.
I see her as this vulnerable, sad drunk that gets, her brother suggests murdering a child, but she would never think about it.
Mm.
So I play her very differently.
Oh, good. Mm. Depth there.
Well, she's just not a villain in my eyes.
Yeah.
She's just this sad, vulnerable, bitter, angry woman.
Yeah. We're looking after children.
Children
badly.
And it's all gone wrong and she hasn't found the love of her life and she's all very sad.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So that's how I'm playing her.
Well, so that's I don't remember Sheila being that villainous.
Well, apparently she was, but
I don't remember much about I must have been quite young and I remember just thinking I want to be Annie, but I'd missed it by years. So you used to come home and sing all those songs, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You knew
the
whole score backwards
before you
were here. You didn't have to learn your songs, did you, much?
Well, actually, I did a bit. There are a few lines. You know when you know songs really well and you think, I never thought it actually said that.
Yeah.
I had a few lines like that. But she's only got two numbers.
Which is Little Girls.
Little Girls and Easy Street.
Easy Street, of course.
Easy Street was on my desert island, one of my desert islands.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to re-listen to that.
Yeah.
But obviously this
is... It's a great number. Yeah. It's a great musical theatre number. But what I've got so lucky about this show is that the show as a whole, it's a brilliant production.
Mm.
And that, people are on their feet at the end, bar two nights, I think, so far, on their feet because of the show and not because of me.
Yeah, not...
Or Hannigan, because she's just part of an ensemble, and that's what's so lovely, to be part of a really nice company.
Yeah, and watching those little kids. Everybody loves Annie, don't they? I mean, it was time for
a revival of Annie,
because it's a feel-good show, and everybody loves a feel-good show.
I've had a couple of friends who've been sort of, I won't say what they said, because it's horrible, kind of skew that you could put on Daddy Warbucks and...
Oh, no, they're seeing something else that we don't want to see.
Actually, she might be better with Hannigan. And you're like, please, we're trying to escape from reality in 2017, and how depressing.
No, I can't even believe anybody said that. No, that would be
awful. All people sort of saying, oh, well, as long as you go and live with a billionaire, you're fine. It's not about that.
No, it's about a little girl finding... No, it's about hope and love and home.
Yeah, and do you know a fascinating fact that I found out the other day? That, because when you realise that the president, FDR, of course, is in the musical, and they start singing this on the Come Out Tomorrow, and you think, slightly ridiculous. Well, we found out that Shirley Temple actually met FDR.
Did she?
Yeah. And so there's a genuine truth, but there's a genuine story there.
Of a little girl meeting the president.
Yeah,
and
his thinking, oh, we need the optimism of that child. So that changed everything for me.
Well, maybe that, though. It's actually much deeper than we thought.
It's a slightly ridiculous story, but it's the feel-good factor we need.
Yeah, but we do. Gosh, we certainly need it now, don't we? Everything awful is happening. And I think, actually, I went to see An American in Paris last week. I think it is just lovely to see... It is escapist theatre.
You're just
and
in
actually,
another
there's
world.
A real place for that, isn't there?
Totally. Well, that's
right
what
now,
I'm always...
We need it.
Defending, the horrible word mainstream, which I don't like, because I'm thinking... I don't know why that's ever looked down on in the arts. I think it's hard to do and more important than any.
So what plans? You're in this until September?
Yeah, mid-September.
And then
I've got a couple of things which I'm not allowed to say yet, so that's boring. Oh. In fact, none of the things I don't think... A couple of things I'm deciding about. What can I actually tell you that's happening?
Give me an exclusive.
Wild card at Wimbledon. Next year.
That's not true.
Well, you don't know.
That's not. I do know.
I saw
your tennis, and impressive as it was, you have not got a wild card for Wimbledon. Are you stepping in for Maria Sharapova and her injury?
Exactly. I'm actually stepping in for Rafa.
Yeah. Yeah. Are
week.
You? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I could go straight.
I think.
Into,
do
hello,
they want
who's
you?
That? Oh. That's Bobby Delaney.
You're going to go down on stage in a minute and warm up.
I know.
What do you get?
Although
how are you
very hot?
How are you going to? What do you do for your warm up?
Stretches. We're all on stage, as you can see on the monitor. Some people do proper kind of squats, and again, I'm going to say it's slightly aerobic. I'm very much at the back with the older members of the cast,
right?
Stretching.
Mm. And you go equity deputy equity deputy equity deputy equity.
I know we haven't done that
equity,
one.
Deputy deputy. You don't do that
no,
one.
No, but we do Bella Signora. Did you do,
no,
do that
didn't
one?
No, we didn't.
We've never had the same warm ups in our showbiz.
No,
our musical theatre. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Because you've got to be on warming up.
Yeah.
And then it shows up
in. Could put
in
my
an
Hannigan
and
makeup
on. Yeah, and your wig. Where is your wig?
My wig isn't here yet.
Oh, a wig person's got to bring it down.
No, and I put my eye makeup on first because the eye makeup has to be so big because the wig is significant.
Yes. You don't want your eyes to disappear.
Yeah. When are you going to see the show? It's very rude.
When somebody organises the tickets.
Ah.
And it is
before my voice goes, because it's slightly...
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some...
Because Hannigan speaks like this.
Yes. Oh,
she's very low
it, register. And you're pushing it down.
I'm pushing it down.
Are you drinking lots of clear liquid?
Lots of water.
Yep.
Lots of gin.
Yeah. And sucking sweets
and
things.
Lots of sweets.
Yeah. And then there's two little cakes. So just to give you a little sugar buzz.
Yeah, thanks.
They are the smallest. They are one bite.
That's brilliant.
That's all.
What flavour are they of
one
cake?
One is Oreo. And one is tiramisu. But they are seriously... and the other thing
I'm
is...
I'm going
actually,
Oreo.
I don't need this for the interview, but...
I think this
did,
is good
the
stuff.
Box did
I'm keeping
break
the mic close.
The box did actually break. They had a little tumble, but then they tumbled only into each other. And
I'm a West End musical theatre star, and you're bringing me tiny bite-sized biscuits that have had a tumble.
Yes.
I mean,
you
this
said
is
you didn't
unacceptable.
Want any. You said you didn't want any. So Sarah and I
I know,
get
but
two
for the comedy
them,
value
four,
on the podcast, I'm going all
they,
diva.
They,
there were four,
there were,
and now there are two.
Yeah. We've had two of them.
Disgusting.
We had them during the tumble episode, and we thought we'll just eat the ones that actually look like they've had a tumble.
I'm not going on tonight
because
of this.
The other two are in
this.
There.
I refuse.
Right. Okay. Where's Peggy now?
It's got really awkward, isn't it? She's being walked by a friend.
Oh, okay. I thought she might be in your dressing room.
And sometimes she is, which I love. So she barks wildly when I come back in between scenes.
Yeah, no, she's quite a possessive.
And then the acting dog gets a bit upset.
And what is the acting dog?
A labradoodle.
A big one? Was it little?
Yeah, big-ish.
Is it well trained?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. That's why Peggy's not.
How dare you? Peggy can do a high five.
So and can turn. Archie, and that's all.
And
that's
turn,
it.
And sit, and down,
really?
And stay.
Oh,
right. And play dead.
Can she play dead?
She play dead.
God, she's got quite a lot of tricks.
She's got a repertoire.
And that's quite good.
Yeah, that's because her owner is a writer who sometimes gets bored.
Yeah. Yeah. Archie can only do the high five bit.
Oh, dear.
Can't do anything else.
Let yourself down there.
Anyway. Right.
This has been absolutely delightful. I've enjoyed this. Can
good,
you come every day?
Good, yeah.
And give me a little chat.
Yeah, you need to sort your flowers out.
I know, I've got
sad.
Drooping flowers.
You
have. Oh, listen.
Did we hear that? That was fiscal
time.
Warm-up.
That's Woody,
you never thought you'd be doing that, did you?
No, I never
you
thought.
You never
it
thought
would be...
you'd be doing that.
I know. I'm sometimes in the wings thinking, I'm in the wings. I mean, obviously, there's an exclusive. No, but you know when you watch a musical, and even
and
though
you go,
you've been in theatre yourself,
it.
You're always going, I wonder what they're doing in the wings. Which is, it's like when you see a film and unit, you go, oh, I wonder what they're filming. And you think, what?
I
know all the time.
I know, we do that though. We stop in Chiswick when they're filming in Chiswick and get really excited
who's
about
filming?
It. Think, why are we excited about
it? It's my daily grind.
I know. But you're doing it now, and then the orchestra will warm up. But that's different for you though, to have the orchestra all warming up and everything, and then you're ready to go.
That probably means one of the orphans has been sick.
Oh.
Goodbye, Alice Arnold.
That was the Musicals and Theatre podcast, and if you enjoyed that, then why not subscribe? It's absolutely free to our channel on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also hear me every weekend morning from 6 till 10 on Mellow Magic.